So here we are in the place called Warp, where the Laura Bush family is from, von Gravenried. So somewhere, and here we see the Sun hieroglyph, so that's down here in the village, even in the old farmhouses. So here are the descendants of the pharaohs. And up there somewhere, we see a lot of chemtrails there, is the castle. Of course, a lion here on the hotel, the symbol of the aristocracy and the pharaonic dignity, where they're, of course, the descendants of the, they're sort of a pyramid, descendants of the aristocracy live down here, and, Nazi-like writings here. And we're going up there to the castle. And here is another Sun hieroglyph. I used to know some people here. There was an American living here. And here another sort of Nazi-like symbol with the Swiss Templar's cross in the middle. There you can see on the Swiss car, everywhere Swiss is putting up the Templar's flag. And here again, that hotel. And here the lion, symbol of the aristocracy, has a coat of arms with a Templar's cross in it. Here we're going up here. And there's that castle of with the Bush legacy, Laura Bush. And also related to some senators and where the American embassy went to. And there's the town of Warp, like in Warp Speed. Some rich Swiss. Fancy cars. Yeah. And the sphere, just in front of the United Nations in New York, the Vatican spheres. Probably the world domination. So there's the name of the place, Warp, like in Star Trek. And here's a Schloss, it means castle. And there, the ancestors of the ones in the White House in America, and maybe also the Obama fella. It's all Swiss related. So there's the world domination. Of course, it's all pharaonic next to the castle. And you're going up to the castle. And there's the castle, the Swiss American castle. Oh, there it is. Apparently, they get a lot of visitors from the US. Of the descendants of the ones who are ruling the US in all key positions. There's the Sun hieroglyph, of course, pharaohs, they're here. As the pharaohs became the aristocracy, and they're still here. Now they're the Freemasons, just hiding away from us. And this is also related to the descendants of Senator Charles Robb, who is again related to President Johnson. And of course, the ancestors of First Lady Laura Bush with that Swiss look. Here's another Sun hieroglyph, and here's another one. So actually, here is the origin of the Patriot Act in Switzerland, because this is typical Swiss style, total dictatorship. They've done the same thing in Europe already, and now they're going to do it in the US, already doing it. So then here on this video, on the same channel here, Chatsy Frets, you'll find more intel about this castle here I just showed you and how it is connected to the ones ruling the US in Washington. Senators, presidents, first ladies, well, you name it. And there you're from here, from Warp, which is not very far from Thun, where I was in the newspapers. You can see the Alps. Yeah. So this is, there's some more there. This is March 2015. So there's the Alps. That's where they rule humanity from. Oh yes.
And that's of course the grain. That means our seed is here, the pharaohs are here. Our descendants are here. And there too, the grail. Meaning our blood is here, our genetics are here, and how we rule the US. And this is where the US Embassy went to. That looks octagonal maybe. It's always the outlook post octagonal. I'm not really sure. So up there's the castle. And I'll show you the Skull and Bones signs I saw here. And this is where Skull and Bones is from originally. It's all Templar stuff in Switzerland. The Skull of Death. It was a death order. An order of death, bringing death to others. Just like the Nazi Templars. It's still the same thing, though. So, it's another Swiss. They're always nosy. Wants to know everything. So there's Warp Castle. Laura Bush. Charles Rupp. Definitely octagonal. I mean, that's the outlook post. The military wing, looking out. Who's coming in, who's getting out. Who's not getting out anymore. Creepy stuff here. So I see a little path here. Oh, let's go in there. Old American car. Don't know what it is. Rich Swiss, the entrance to the castle. So before you come in, you know, there's everywhere Le Fleur d'Alys, the symbol of the aristocracy, just as on the White House, as I told you before, which is the Nile Lily, but it's also the three, the Holy Trinity for the pharaohs, like Horus, Isis, Horus and Seth. The big one, of course, is Seth. The Lord of Darkness with his two pupils, and very much related to the Horus Matrix. So there's the octagon. It's not a coincidence, you know. And not too bad, it's closed. Last time I was here it was open, so I can't show you the Skull and Bones. Too bad, yeah. Oh, look at that hand. Freemasonry, you see. And the shell. It's all occult stuff. They're the ones ruling the US with a crown, I think, on it. Pharaoh. And around the corner on the right hand side is the Skull and Bones. Oh, I'll come back another time. That's interesting. I get the same thing, you know, of the police, you know, like registered mail. So it's interesting why they get it, you know. Afterwards, they can probably send it to their Freemason brothers, and so they put it in a dark cupboard, and never hear anything of it again. Probably about child molesting, something like that. Eh? Well, that's really too bad. I would have liked, you know, to show you the Skull and Bones. It's too bad. It's closed. Yeah, I'm very sorry. Well, what do you know? It says there was an exposition, burn in USA. Burn in the White House, you mean? That was 1991. Well, that's to be the first Gulf War. No? Funny symbols. Why did they put this thing on top of the A? Like on top of the pier? Oh, that's the umlaut, okay. Yeah. Why do you even put it here? All this. I'm very sorry, folks, it's closed. Oh, I hear somebody. Let's go. Let's ring the bell. Probably not gonna like that. Look. There you go. Come on, mistress. English?
Yes, I
can. Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to shout, you know. Oh look, the door is going open automatically. Wow. She just pushed the button.
Relatives here?
No.
Oh, you just came by yourself.
But I know my ancestors came from, you know, from Egypt, you know, mm-hmm. the pharaohs, you know. Mm-hmm. So I know a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm. How long are you staying in Switzerland?
I go to Interlaken.
Uh-huh, yes. Everybody goes to Interlaken.
So, mm-hmm. you know, as a pharaoh, you know, I know I don't belong to the commoners, you know. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, but it interests me because, yes, there are still the Grafenried in Bern.
Yes.
Quite a big family.
Well, I don't think they've got time for me because I'm a very distant, mixed, you know.
Yes. Good. Take your photos. I get dressed.
Thank you very much.
Because I have an appointment.
Yes. Thank you, my lady.
Bye-bye.
So, where was it? There was a scar. Oh, they took it away. It's not here anymore. So, now with that, so I rang the bell and oh, that's Isis, of course. 1273. Switzerland was founded in 1291. So they were just before that. They were here. During the Crusades, that's the Sun Hieroglyph, of course. Yeah, an airplane. I'm not sure if I can see that. Oh. Some funny symbols here. Well, let's have a look where the. Interesting table. I wonder what they did there. Yeah. So the hand, that's the hidden hand, you know, what the Freemasons, they always stuff under their jacket, you know, like Napoleon. It appears to be the right hand. The right hand, that's the hand with which you kill or with which you do things, you know. So that makes sense. That means you hide what you're going to do. You just smile to the people, you know, like the Freemasons, like in the White House. And just by surprise, say, cuckoo, now you're gone. Yeah. But damn, I don't see that skull and bones anymore. I think they took it off. Yeah, 1699, another part. Oh, look at it. Oh, no. Oh, look at the child molester. You know, here it is. The thing I put on the internet. Look. They're torturing the child. Yeah, look at it. The Swiss child molesters. This is what I already put on the internet, you know. Look at it, you know. That's what they do. The Masons and the pharaohs and the freemate and the aristocracy and all that. They do child molesting, torturing the child. This is what I told you in the O2T, the torture method, you know, to lift the soul out. And here it is, you know, it's all rusty. I mean, it's so obvious. You can all see it, you know. They sort of don't even, they say, well, no, you know. So obvious. Where's the other geezer? Poor child, poor thing. I fear they did the same sort of things with my son. Yeah, sitting on a throne. Look, the king, the lord is sitting here, and the Swiss octagon. Look, they're doing it, killing the people, you know, and torturing them. Look, and there's another body of another child lying here. Oh my God! Look at it. They don't even hide it, you know. And, see, they took away the skull. I wonder where this is going up. Oh. I just told her I'm from the bloodline, you know. What does it say? Some Latin.
Daini Gloriam. Well, that's some Templar stuff. Ruris. Chains. And what did they do with the skull? And here on my other channel, Gearay, there's more intel about how they lift out the soul, and you can see them practically doing the same thing with a baby as we just saw at the castle. And if I saw it good, you know, I think they had a Muslim hanjar, or a round sword, which is very interesting, because, you know, all this pharaonic stuff, it's not European in the first place. It's all from the Middle East, these pharaohs, and so now they have their Middle Eastern base called Switzerland of the pharaohs, Octagon. So in this video on Gearay about the code OTT torture, lifting out the soul for satanic ritual, there's more intel information on how they do these rituals and how exactly what techniques they're using. And we just saw the proofs here in the castle here in Boom, which is related to the White House in Washington and the ones ruling America. So, well, you know what they're doing then, eh? And so this is actually where the Freemasons, they have these sort of things from the aristocracy, which they are, in fact. They all are aristocrats from a higher level on. And all the
that's an old door. Living at number 3, the Holy Trinity. There's the pyramid. They took the skull away. I was here once. I don't know, maybe 8 years back, and there was this skull and bones, and it's gone. What's the flag saying? I don't see it with the sun. It's got a V in it, of course. Who's in the coffin? Sarcophages. Those are reptilians. So, in the meantime, they took the skull away. Maybe I still have a picture of it. I'm quite sure I took a picture. Let's see if I can find that still for you. Rings, we always find them. It's a sort of a sun hieroglyph. You remember that castle in France, and they always show there. Oh, there are the Alps. You know, this is where they are hiding away after the Crusades, and this is where the pharaohs came to. Who can come here? It's so bad that the skull is gone. So this is right around from where we're living, actually. It's a 10-minute drive. So I'm sorry, folks. I'll go down to my ancestral staircase. I presented it to the lady. Oh yeah, look at her. There's an animal there. But at least I found that. I didn't see that the other time. You only see things if you're standing like up somewhere. It looks like a wolf, but I suppose it's the bear, John's bear. So this is the land of the bear. It's a bear. And there's an axe here. And well, sorry folks, I looked about
at least three or four times, and I didn't see the skull and bones anymore. They really took it off. Maybe because of me. And I think it was here somewhere on the wall. So the lady said, I can switch the thing here, and the door goes open. Is it going to open? I don't know. I think you push something. No, that's probably this one here. 2FL, 1FL. What does that mean? Oh, there it goes. See? Like in a James Bond movie. In the Alps, where the snow is. So how much time do I have? You see, there's a little obelisk on top as well. Let's be quick now. So I have to go through all my photographs and find that skull and bones. So let's have a look from the other side. So I wonder how deep the pond is here. Next to a castle, there's always a sort of a pond, you know. Must be for Isis. And the obelisk is for Horus. So here's another way going down here. Let's have a look here. So then again, here's the castle. And the magic pond. Old roots going down here. Old stones. They're smart fellas, you know, they're always sitting next to where the water is. And the lady passed by with her BMW convertible. I bowed to her, you know, put one arm like this, on my chest here. And bowed. So this is apparently the new castle. Have a look. Oh, it looks pretty close. Let's put the cam over there, have a look. Oh, see anything? Oh, I don't. Nothing. Horses. Look, in every village, Swiss have a shooting range everywhere. I don't think they do anything, you know, to protect the people, just as they had children slaves here until 1989. And nobody stood up to save one of those poor children. And they sterilized by force until 1996. And nobody ever stood up for them. So what's the use of it? Run, you Swiss. We'll get you. Well, there's the other castle. I suppose the old ladies, you know, they're living like there. They're here, they're living here with their families. Let's have a look what they do when I just walk in here. Yeah, oh, there's the castle. Neuschloss, you see? It means new castle. Like in England, new castle. Another new castle. Oh. So, is that Beltering like the other one? It was a double gate. One for the parking lot. And already all these
all the spears on top of it, like entering Zulu country, Zulu time. Yeah. So there's the, of course, the world domination. I don't see anything. The world domination, that means we are here. There's the joining on the door. Joining, I don't see anything more here. A crown. And there's some more stuff there. Can't see it with the sun in my eyes. So that's the new castle. Neuschloss. That's where they're living with their families today. So, another electric door, probably. And the big part is, of course, behind. There's the other side of the Neuschloss. Wouldn't be surprised that descendants are living here as well, you know. The ones who are more like distant. Like me, of course, I'm a distant relative, you know, like from New Bern. And, You know, there's the grail on it with the grain on top of the building, so you can't miss it. The grain there, that means our descendants, our grains are here with the, our blood is here with the grain. I showed them many times already. So, these are our rulers. And they rule the White House, as you saw in my other movie about Laura Bush. So, hello, you speak English?
A little bit.
Are you opening up? Can I have a look there?
No, huh? It's private.
I'm a descendant from America, you know, distant, you know.
I don't know, but no.
Are you afraid?
Afraid?
Yes. Are they going to hit you when you let me in?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
Oh dear, oh dear.
This woman.
Yes?
It's really, it's private.
Dangerous.
Yeah, dangerous, dangerous.
Oh man.
For me.
Yeah. These are the Freemasons, you know.
Yeah.
Shit, man.
Okay. Sorry.
I don't want to give you any problems, you know.
Yeah. When was my... I say, come on, come in and no problem. Yeah.
But you're just a servant.
Yeah.
Of the aristocracy or the king.
Yeah. And you, where are you from?
Well, I'm a descendant from here, you know, but well, that's a long story. Do you know any secrets? What they, you know, what's happening here?
I don't know.
Any stories going on? Do they kill children here? Or
No.
In the other castle, I saw how there was a shield in metal. Mm-hmm. How they kill children and how they child molesters, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, pedophiles, you know?
No, okay.
They show it. Mm-hmm. I mean, the aristocracy mm-hmm. was always doing this, you know?
Can I see it? a bit to the side, then there's the... a bit here, okay. There. Yeah, that's excellent. So, about the noblesse.
Okay.
Yeah?
Noble blesse.
Wait a minute. When it says ping, I'm on.
Okay.
I'll let you go, man. And, of course, through this castle and the nobility, the pharaohs, through the prime noctis, or the first rite, the entire population here, they have... more or less in Switzerland, more than less, the pharaonic genetics. And the ones who have very little of it, you know, they can farm the land and get brown, as the other one said, you know. Not as these vampires, la di noble blesse, the white nobility. So true. Excellent. And of course, the ones who got a little bit more, like 50%, they can be the police and the knights, and the ones maybe 70%, they can be the low nobility, and so forth and so on. And in Switzerland, the rate, you know, the percentage of pharaonic genetics in the blood because of these guys here is very, very high. And that's why they are entitled to rule America in Washington, and they do, believe me. Absolutely. They're smiling to you, as the Swiss do, and in Washington, you know, in your face, smiling through their teeth. And when you don't look, as we saw on that rusted shield, they rape your children and do some sacrifice with them.
typical Switzerland. Yeah. And this is actually the reason why Freemasons, one of key positions in the world, they actually still do child sacrifices today. Because of these guys here, the aristocracy, and they are pharaohs. And the pharaohs already in the Bible, they were the bad ones, and they still are. And this is their base, you know. This is their base. Octagon in the Alps. There are the Alps. Octagon. It's all over. That's a all Alps. The castle, and there's the town of Warp. As in warp speed, I suppose. I think we're from there somewhere. Or from there, I don't know. That's where the commoners live, with a high percentage of pharaonic genetics. Swiss caves, Nazi gold, all crimes against humanity. And these ones here, they rule the US, that's for sure. The castle in the Alps, on top of the world, literally. Swiss servants, Satan's seed, Laura Bush's her castle, and President Johnson and Senator Robbs. The world is being dominated by Octagon.